It's a beautiful Sunday in the Western Cape, and we are back on this Sunday show with BizNews favorite Neil De Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement. Welcome, Neil.
Yeah, Chris, favorite with some, and as I've noticed, not always Piccadilly of the day for many, but we are trying to win over their hearts and minds. But what we do know is back at home, beautiful area, and what a week it has been, Chris, and truly counting the hours to be in Hermanus for the once-a-year Great BizNews Conference, and you and I will obviously give a sneak peek on who we're going to bump into there.
We'll do that at the end of the show when we set our behavioral rules for the week. Neil, the Afrikaners are back from America. What have they come back to?
Yeah, Kali and co are back. Nice little picture of Kali Creel and his cohorts stating they are back on African soil. Like it. En hulle is terug. They have now done quite an extensive period of time, as we know, in the United States, where Solidariteit, Beweging and AfriForum got into many, many discussions in the USA. And as you know, Chris, also stirred huge emotion in this country. And every person, plus their dog, cat, and koi, had a go at them regarding what they were saying, and set on every television program that we could find. Chris, we now then get the message, while Kali and co are there, that they are being looked at because charges were laid against them by MK Party, in actual fact, a month ago, of treason and high treason. And that sparked another debate about the to and fro between media and Kali Creel again on, do you know you are being charged with treason? And his famous now words going and saying that he doesn't sleep 1 minute less because of this, and that there has no substance. Now, Chris, you will remember that Minister Mchunu, the now Minister of Police, I did speak about it last week, Sunday, tongue in cheek, when I said he's licking his lips to get into this delegation because of certain matters regarding police stats where there was a disagreement. We now know that Mr. Creel has sent the Minister of Police the exact detail of the murders that took place in that period of time, where there is now apparently a discussion of dispute. Daai ding het ook nou stil geraak. It's become very quiet. Chris, I sat back and said to myself, something's wrong. Government, in my opinion, seemed a little bit sterkie op. You know, it's like a mongoose popping out of a hole, running into a cobra, hitting it with a bit of a head. The cobra flops down and the mongoose gets up and goes, "Het julle gesien?" So I thought Mchunu and the government were a little bit mongoosey about this. And I thought, you know, it cannot be about the treason charge, or it cannot be about stats. Chris, I think I found out why. The South African government has a little bit of spunk in its back. So I would like to release this today for those people that would like to think about it. This is a theory. It could be wrong, but allegedly, Chris, that word is important on my now synopsis. Chris, here we go. In 2023, silently, yeah, without fuss, a bill has been tabled to Parliament for signature, which is the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill. I'll say that again. The General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill of 2023. This amendment bill, Chris, totally revises and advises the restructuring of our national intelligence departments. It also moves the National Intelligence Division, now legally, from a loose-standing ministry to a ministry enfolded under the presidency, as you know. And our dear little Mrs. Minister, who is in charge and who's in the news for everything but intelligence, is in charge of this amendment bill. Why this important message today, Chris, and why me saying to Kali Kriel, I think you better go find this new bill, Kali. Now, if you haven't seen it, we are willing as a factual, fact-based program to give you the details. But you can Google it. It's called the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill. Chris, what makes me a little bit about it is the redefinition placed in this amendment bill on the following. The identification, it is page 4, and it is in the clause 5 where it says, person or institution of national security interest. New definition means any person or institution identified by any intelligence agency of South Africa in the form and the manner prescribed that conducts him or herself or itself in the engagement of activities that are inconsistent with the principles set out in Section 198 of the Act and the Constitution and includes any person or institution that engages in activities that are defined as a threat to the national security of the Republic of South Africa. Now, Chris, what makes that important? If you read that, and myself being a person that comes from intelligence, that comes from the understanding of who, what, where, when, why, that is so broad, it is so nondescript, that they can take that exact paragraph 5 in page 4 of the amendment bill and apply it to anybody, any institution or organization. And as you heard, that currently can do anything that will upset, threaten the Republic of Security of South Africa's security status. And that is why, Chris, it is critically clear to me that I think they are not going to look at the definition of treason or at the definition of high treason of AfriForum. Nay, nay, I think they are scratching into this document so that they can define, as per that article, that what AfriForum did was to go to a foreign power, it is in Section 7, to engage there and to give them intelligence, Section 12, and information that could cause harm, dispersion to the Republic of South Africa's national security. I'm putting it out there. I've spent the week on that, thinking, looking, and getting hold of it. And Chris, it is the overwhelming opinion from some of the people in the system that that is exactly what they are going to put onto the table. So very interesting, Chris, that they are going to formulate a structured scenario, and in my opinion, not on the basis of going left, but definitely going right in the sense of saying we are not going to follow the same path. And if I were these people, I would go and read desperately every amendment bill and every new act that has to do with national intelligence and national security of this country.
Now, I wonder what that means for the Democratic Alliance that followed in the wake of the Afrikaner delegations to Washington.
Yeah, Chris, I think what we need to understand, and if I can table that, they say there's only one golden rule on earth, and that is whoever has the gold rules. When you deal in governmental institutions, and in specifically which I refer to as the dark side, every government on earth, Chris, has the dark side. You've got the people that run around at 2 o'clock in the morning with dark suits, sunglasses, although it is just there for the show, little earpieces, and a mandate. You know, we always talk about movies like CIA, FBI, NSA, NIA, but Chris, that exists. You know, if you look at the international conclaves of the CCB, the KGB, Mossad, in those conclaves, there are people that are not there to look after law and order. They are there to protect people and government. And many of them have a letter, Chris, that tells them that they are empowered with a license to kill. We mustn't think this is movie stuff. You and I have gone through enough to understand that that apparatus does and clearly exists. In our talk last week, Chris, it was even muted that my threats and my people that want to come for me come, allegedly, probably from the dark side. Because here, we are not afraid to take them on. So I don't think when you get into a spat with a country and you vehemently go and speak, call it the truth, factual relegation, you can surely not think that that said government is going to sit back and take it on the chin. So I am saying to people like Kali Kleel and AfriForum, even dread to say to people like Willem Petzer and TV Vessels and Isaac Du Plessis and people like Mr. Aaron's Roots. Yes, I've just named them. Don't be naive. You are speaking a lot of words. You are punting a very specific agenda. You are getting up to speak also on behalf of a very specific genre. And don't be naive that by writing books, doing Googles, doing podcasts, and going out there, that you are not being watched. Do not think that you are not on a list. Do not think that when you go speak across America and you go and speak about South Africa's history and you speak about Mandela, you touch the ANC, you start getting an opinion about terrorism, you start speaking about constitutions, you start speaking about people who in this country were seen now as liberation fighters, as terrorists, and you are putting it on record. Now, here's the thing, Chris, I don't find intelligent enough, not intelligence spokesbook, but intelligence IQ. You know it's coming. And if they don't know it's coming, on BizNews today, I am telling you, if you touch a government, if you start scratching into the inside belly of a beast, why are you surprised when they turn around with their massive paws and annihilate you? Now, Chris, on this show, just to be very clear, every Sunday, we spent a week, you and I, digging up facts, double-checking facts, and fact-checking it again. Because a quarter of the exposés that we do here do not come from you and I. We have whistleblowers now that are tied to us. There are people that every day send us emails to say, but did you know that? And I've got the evidence of that. So it's not like you and I go troll the News 24 channels to go look up for news. No, we do homework. And what astounds me, in my view, is the naivety of certain people that have now decided to take on this government head on, use factual nuances, but with an agenda, and think that they are not going to be under the spotlight of services. I am under the spotlight. Chris, you are under the spotlight. But there's one thing you and I have done, will always do, and just for the listeners, We will never go beyond the line unless it is 100% true. And that's what I am now saying as a hint, hint to these guys. Swallow your emotion, get away from your in-specific road path of an agenda, and you better go do your research that what you are saying, what you are doing is lawful and factual, that you can stand up in court, and if anybody challenges you, that you have got the facts, because that will be the saving grace, Chris. The only saving grace in this country, if you want to be above the norm in justice, where you get arrested, and many people are, Chris, hear me well. People are going to get arrested because of that act, because of that law, because of what's happening. You're going to get a lot of people who might be arrested. And then my only opinion is that when you stand in that court of law, hopefully still with a justice system intact in this country, because we pray for that, the independence of justice, that you make such a noise that the world will take attention so that they can ensure that you get not just fair justice, but that you get global exposure so that the people know the process must be clean. So very interesting what's going to happen in the next couple of days within this charge. And let me quickly tell you, I would heed everybody that is currently in politics, that is currently doing this, to look very well at this case and then formulate their opinion.
Talking about the police minister, Neil, I just want to go to the presidential race for the African National Congress. I hear that he has emerged as one of the favorites, allegedly.
Yeah, at this current moment, that word allegedly, blijkbaar, miskien, it's irritating, but we will have to use it because we might be standing in the next court trial next to Kali. So I just want to make it very sure.
No, we'll be in a different courtroom, Neil.
We'll be in a different court, and we'll have enough Kentucky dropped off there that will keep me and you above 180 kilograms. Kyk, die mense sal vir ons kos bring, laat ons later aan die hele departement kan kos gee. They say your best friend comes to court and brings you food, but your ultimate friend sits in jail with you. So, but Chris, let's talk about that. Interesting how the movements within the ANC is working its way up to that crescendo of the 27 conference. And Chris, it's become very, very soon. So who do we know? Well, we've known Lusufi, the word Lusufi, candidate one. Undoubtedly, Fikile Mbalula, and we'll talk about him now, the new attack on him. But yeah, Ak Dunf for Bayaman Fikile. Then we have Mr. Paul Mashitile, Ak Dra Nog Dockets. And then, Chris, we heard of another entry. We did speculate that maybe Ronald Lamola would be in that pathway because he was given ministries that are quite significant, so that he could be showcased. But I'm sorry to tell you, we'll also talk about the America right punch to South Africa now, which doesn't bode well for Lamola because he's been sidelined. Then, Chris, last week Tuesday, enter the name, but not surprised by us at BizNews, Patrice Motsepe. That name, for 10 years now, being surfacing around, billionaire, given money because of BEE, travesty of justice, very much family of Cyril in wedlock, and now surfacing up as a possible candidate. And then, Chris, the latest one, as we now know, 2 days ago, an opinion piece coming out and saying, but what about Rumtshunu? I looked at that, Chris, and said, okay, interesting. Why Rumtshunu? And the person that muted the name said, because of his character, because of the way that he does things, that he is not a sporadical radical. He's a thinker. He is respected by the rest of, by the way, the cabinet. He's now been given the poison chalice of police. And Chris, ups and downs, if you have to score him, he's at least over a 6.57 in his performance. Very interesting that Mchunu is now being put onto the table. And may I say, Chris, if you asked me, not under torture, but threaten me with a malt tart slice, I would say Mchunu is coming in on the back of Cyril, not on the backing of the radicals that want to get rid of the GNU. I think if you look at Mchunu, you could class him as a moderate middle within his politics. And Chris, I must tell you, if so, I wouldn't hesitate to support a person like that to also be given a chance amongst these other hyenas who just are baiting for the blood of tender soil and more money.
One of those presidential hopefuls, Mr. Fikile Mabalula, is facing resistance from within his own party. Some ANC bigwigs are gunning for him.
Yeah, Chris, I think sometimes he so Demokari guns for himself. I mean, this person, at the end of the day, if he was put into a brewery, couldn't organize you a draft. If you look at the history of Mr. He calls himself Fear It Nothing Fikile, there's a word that I add always to him. It is the same wording of F, but I would like to tell him in the brewery while I've drunk a Heineken what I think of him, because I feel very nothing for this incapacitated human being. And I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking factually about his dismal track record as a cabinet minister. I mean, because he stuffed up sport because he didn't have a clue what Yuxka is. He went into the policing service, not even understanding that a 9mm isn't the size of your belt. It is the cartridge that you wear. Then this guy ran around and is now the Secretary General of the largest liberation movement in the world, a political party in sham. And he's jumping up and down and making as if he is, in actual fact, the president. And at such a stage, arrives in a very poor place to do a speech, but he gets out of a 3 million black Gelagenwagen. I mean, the kind of shoes, belts, and brilla that this guy wears could probably fund Eskom on its own generation. And he doesn't click this frog that at the end of the day, people don't like him, because he doesn't care. So there you've got now Fikile Mbalula with huge presidential aspirations. You know, he's an absolute wealth of intelligence. Didung. And he gets up and he says, well, I'm going to charge people now. So he gets up, takes the lead, because he's now going to take people, old stalwarts, by the way, names like Malusi Gigaba, people like Cedric Froelich, and he's going to charge them in a DC at the ANC. Because what Fikile believes is if he can maybe take on a couple of the old stalwarts, whom all of them aligned to Cyril or some or other candidate, definitely not him. If he can now take them to Lutuli House and he can DC them and in some other way destroy their credibility, he thinks that's a good idea. But yesterday, breaking news on the cover of a Sunday newspaper, those five have now gone back to the NEC and said, who the hell mandated and gave Fikile the authority to charge us? Now, many of them are there because of the Zondo Commission charges, and some of them are there because of Busasa, as we've spoken. And suddenly, when we speak about Busasa and Zondo, Fikile is charging people. I don't know, Chris, does he watch our show? We don't know. So if he is, let me quickly tell you, they are now going to push back. They are now going to ask who gave him the mandate and authority. And we've got to watch this very carefully, because this could be setting the precedent of many others that could come in the future. But if Fikile has now decided that he's going to be Lady Justice with his fashionado system, I totally, I'm going to vomit in my mouth. But, you know, there he is. He is now judge and jury. So let's see what comes out from this hullabaloo. But Chris, on that matter, another major issue, another break in the ANC, and another tear at the inside of this organization, whom, by the Chris, we now understand, and you know what I call political polls. I think the only authorized poll that I've ever seen is the one in Mavericks. But apparently there's now a new poll out that says the ANC has dropped to 27% in this country within support. Now, Chris, if that is true, and again, it's a poll, we have to be very, very careful that when we look at the local government elections, that we don't have a mass exodus and failure on those platforms of the ANC, which, by the way, is not a bad thing. Because currently, we need every single person purged within that party and get that party to be annihilated because they serve us no longer. That's my opinion.
Well, just to the current president who's never hyperactive like the SG, I have this burning question, Neil. Does he get driven through Johannesburg from his fortified mansion to Luthuli House blindfolded because he only noticed the decay last week? Help me here. Or, Mr. President, if you're watching, pop us a message.
Chris, let me quickly on that give you a picture. You know, I always prepare for this stuff, but I love it when we can give you a picture, Chris. Can I tell you the following? There's a building, believe it or not. This building is called Luthuli House. It was named after one of the prolific stalwarts, Albert Luthuli. Address, which, by the way, it's not a breach of national security. Luthuli House is founded at number 54, Sauer Street, Johannesburg, Gauteng. Now, Chris, in my previous anomalies of years, I was there every month. I went in and out of that building as if there were donuts for free, you know? It's smack bang in the heart of Johannesburg, which is smack bang in the middle of Joburg Metro, which is smack bang in the middle of the province of Gauteng. This is a fact. And, Chris, as we know it, the state president has two roles. He is the state president of the republic, but he's the president of the ANC. And what he does, as I know, is nearly 4 to 5 times a month, he has to attend Luthuli House. He has office there as the president of the ANC. So he drives from Pretoria. You can't miss it. I mean, it's 20 cars that are all black and they've got new lights and they push you wherever they want to push you. You can't miss it. And then they come there where they we were, and then they come into Luthuli House. Chris, how shocking must it be for a president of this country, president of the ANC, to for the first time suddenly wake up and go to his office where he drives and then goes for a walkies. Remember Barbara Woodhouse? Walkies. And he walkies around Joburg and he nearly dies of shock of actually seeing what Joburg has become, apparently. Now, firstly, they couldn't find the president and his motorcade because it was all parked apparently in a pothole. So it wasn't sticking out on the top. The only thing they probably saw were these two aerials. Secondly, I think they hired them an electric scooter. Not from Elon Musk, because you will remember Elon can't bring Tesla or Suki Suk Starlink, but he needs BEE. And we are going to talk about BEE now as well. But let's go back to Suki Cyril stuck in a pothole, not knowing where he is, and then finding out the most atrocious system of Joburg that's broken down. Chris, he actually gasped for air. Cyril does this. Huh? So, Chris, how in the living moderate hell met Bliksemstraal, Moerkoffie and Donnerweer does a president of a country starkly realize that the jewel of the republic, Igoli, translated city of gold, has collapsed? Now, it brings me back to the time that he was surprised about COVID, and he was surprised about the looting of COVID, and he was surprised about the Zondo Commission, and that he was surprised about state capture, and then the bloody man gets surprised about the failure of Eskom because he was in charge of the war room of Eskom as vice president. And then he gets surprised about Zuma that stole so much while being vice president. And now, Chris, he's surprised about the collapse of Joburg. And his words, Chris, verbatim, met alle woorde, woordjie vir woordjie, in that meeting at Joburg City Council was, when I walked in the streets of Joburg, quote unquote, I must tell you that there were various occasions that I felt uneasy. Well, the citizens of Joburg aren't feeling uneasy. The citizens of Joburg have collapsed with no water, no electricity, no roads. The city of Joburg being absolutely inundated and taken over by foreigners. The capture of buildings, the total dereliction of sidewalks, the implosion and explosions that take place is worse than Mogadishu. And now suddenly you come in there with your motorcade and you go, ooh, this doesn't look good. It's an ANC coalition conclaved city, Mr. President. It's your own party. And Chris, now what he wants to do, hear this utter rubbish. And we are still going to find out of if what he has now said is legal. Because he's now appointed a task team between national government and city with apparently a huge amount of urgent money to be put into this trifecta to fix Joburg. And he says with a massive shine on his face, like remember we got in the last time where he probably got woken up 2 minutes to give a COVID talk and he had some pop stuck on his face. And the spotlight was shining on him if he was absolutely gloating with Maroch near Uyal. He stands there and he says, we are going to rebuild Joburg and we are going to make it clear. And then he says, because a good Boksburg is a strong Boksburg. Have you been to Boksburg? Chris, the Bermuda Triangle. Boksburg, Nigel, Brakpan and Sprint. Kijk, daar so toner hulle vir jou. I don't know if you've been to that area. Chris, if you've gone to Brakpan, Boksburg, Springs and Nigel, let me tell you, you go into a roadhouse and they overhaul your car while you are busy. And some of them still believe Evia de Klerk is the president. Chris, you mustn't go in there lightheartedly, jy gaan gemoer word. So I can't wait that the president does a site visit in Brakpan. Oh hell, you are not going to need 18 cars. You are going to need 93 plus the two only left Nyalas we have. But what is the surprising is that the president of this country says he's shocked. Well, Mr. President, go to PE. Go to Buffalo City. Go to East London. Go to eThekwini. Go drive in Durban. Go to Mangaung. Go to Pretoria. Go drive there because you do drive there. And when you see the water pipes burst, when you see the roads rumbled, when you see absolute chaos, it's seemingly now to me that you have ignored it and that you have looked the other way, Mr. President. Because, sorry, the only one and one that I can put together is that you don't know. So, Chris, we will watch this. This is a first time, as far as I know, a direct intervention of national government to save a metropolitan city who is governed by their own council, their own electorate, and their own political parties. I mean, the DA must be having a double aneurysm, and if they didn't have an ulcer, they probably have nine now. Because instead of the Joburg City Council with its parties trying to battle it out to better, the president has just intervened. Shocking. Shocking. And why, Chris? Not because he cares. Not because he wants to rebuild our city. No, no. It is because the G20 summit has been promised to take place in Johannesburg. That's the truth. It's not because he cares about the citizens and ratepayers of Joburg. He made a promise to host the G20 there, and now he's looking around and he says it's going to be in a parking lot and streetwise too. That's how bad it is. So, again, a heartless action for a heartless decision for an uncaring, heartless government in this country. Good if they can change it. Good that they can maybe do something that would benefit the citizens of that broken city. But from BizNews side, this show, shocking and terrible that we've come to this point.
Neil, in another controversy linked to the African National Congress and also linked to US President Donald Trump's punitive actions against South Africa, the ANC's relationship with Iran. While the Afrikaners were off to Washington, Iran, the Iranian ambassador, was at ANC headquarters, and now it seems that the friendship between the African National Congress and Iran goes beyond the splitting of the atom, allegedly.
You know, Chris, there's a rumor that if you have a pet python in your home and you buy that python at youth, they say as this python grows, and frequently, you know, the owners of pythons take them out of the cage and they put them on the carpet or they put them on themselves or they lay on a couch with, you know, it's like a pet to them. There's a rumor that whilst the python grows, it starts to measure you. As it grows bigger, the process of measuring you becomes more intense. So when I spoke about that one day, the person that was an animal expert said he doesn't measure you, you know, like in your mind with a measuring tape or inches. A python looks at you as prey. And they say, Chris, that once that python, Dai Lai Shlang, using its heat sensors, its tongue, its eyes, its body, once that python reaches to the point where it agrees with itself that you can be eaten, it then attacks you. But it's a long process. But, Chris, take that analogy and look where we are today at the measurement of absolute disgust, absolute failure in diplomacy. And if we were, as a South African, the government, a python, measuring the size of the USA, thinking that we can come to a point where we are big enough to eat it, then we are going to die as a very small little earthworm. The continual, faltering, diplomatic positioning of this country to A, find a solution, B, deliver such a solution, and C, negotiate a solution is totally, Chris, absent from the ANC government and then obviously the GNU. What happened this week where factually the African National Congress's Department of International Relations, run by stringy, small, and seemingly incapable Ronald Lamola, has been given, allegedly, the clear, clear news that the United States government under Donald Trump, Marcus Rubio, etc., have no more interest to entertain any discussion or delegation from the official government of South Africa. Let that sink in. AfriForum has gone. We then got the surprised information DA also got it. But Chris, not one of them authorized, mandated to officially do A, B, and C. They went there to try and do what they could. But the official government of this republic, the government you and I are standing behind to say that you must fix matters of international relationship, could not get a seat, a hot dog, a burger, or a MAGA cap. Chris, this does not bode well for us, because it seems that Mr. Donald Trump has now said, I'm no longer interested. Any action that Donald Trump and his grouping are going to do, you can see it. It is just going to be punitive, one by one, from now on. The other big one is the AGOA treatment process that could come. And by God, I hope that that would not be the camel that breaks on its knees because of the weight of one little straw. So, Chris, no, absolutely shocking news that we are sidelined. Now, if you were going to bring a solution, work a solution, implement a solution, and negotiate a diplomatic solution, you would try now, Chris, to stop doing things that could inhibit or destroy any chance of us getting to the table. And what do nons? What do? We do exactly the opposite. It's like going to a restaurant and telling the waiter, I am intolerant of peanuts. And she goes, peanuts? Okay. And then she comes back and brings you a banoffee pie with hazelnuts. That's aspres. So you either aspres, in other words, purpose, or you dumb. Doff. You are just dumb. Now, I don't know, Chris. There's another one. So you are either dumb, you are aspres, in other words, you are on purpose, or you have an agenda. I mean, let's talk common sense, Chris. That's about the only thing on the table. So you're dumb and ignorant. Okay, daar gaat sit in die hoekie. Kryf jou aardappel. You are absolutely on purpose. So fine, negative. You are going to punish us because of your idiocracy. Or the third one, Chris, you have an agenda. I think we're there. What is the agenda? We're continually meeting Iran. Allegedly, apparently, you know the smoke that we get every week, that the reason that we took Israel to the ICJ is because Iran paid us. This is a fact, Chris. Has been put on record, has it not? Have you not seen the thunderous emails of people, one specific guy, who said that he even has the bank account, that he has, that he gave it to us? And we've got it, but because of fact-check failure and because of the not getting to the point of turning it into truthful intelligence and from whom it comes, we never explored it further. But that person told us that he has sent that to various other people, including the state agencies, and that we were the last ones that he could try. Unbelievable. But the smoking gun is there. And it wasn't just from this person, it was from various. So Iran is continually coming into the picture. And then we see the photos this week of a South African governor with Iran. And then the questions are coming through, and I think I said it to you, it's very weird, must be an atomic relation. Because then the smoking gun allegedly is, what are we sharing with Iran? What do we have in South Africa, Chris, that Iran wants? Now, we know Iran wants so much. They want sand, Toyotas, Hiluxes, and probably one or two Teslas. But Iran wants two other things, clearly. And you don't need to be informed. I'll tell you. One, they want the total destruction and annihilation of America. And they will use any method or any manner possible. And secondly, they want to have an atom bomb. Yeah. For years now, there's been that fight between America pre-Trump, pre-Biden, even in the Obama era, where they actually had discussions of nuclear proliferation, where they said to Iran, stop enriching uranium. And then Iran said, but come, look, we're only doing it because we want our own Kuburg. We want electricity. But there were clear indications by the United Nations search party that there were traces of that country preparing to enrich uranium, not for electricity, but for a bomb. Now, I know that this country, Chris, on record, we had nuclear bombs. You know that. We had atom bombs. This country possessed nuclear arsenal. But in the stage of transition, in the stage of CODESA, under de Klerk, it was decided that we actually stop that program and destroy our nuclear program. Did we? Did we? So did we destroy the hardware? Did we destroy the components? Did we then stop it and then say, "Fien bier bomikini"? But what did we do with the papers? What did we do with the project plans? What did we do with the intellectual property, Chris? One can only think. So when you're sitting across the table and you're having tea and biscuits and kaliva, I don't know what that discussion could be across the table. You do know, Chris, just as a caveat, this country is one of the countries that are the most rich, us and Namibia, of uranium. I will leave that mosquito spinning at night around your head. That's the only thing I can think. The other alleged thing was giving us money. Because we can't prove it, but I'm sorry, we're allowed to put it on the table as smoke and a smoking gun. And then the cherry. Yep, sorry. Die wrachtige cherry op die koek. Not a fresh one, one glazed in sugar for 18 weeks, is we are now inviting Zelensky to come and puff himself without a suit in South Africa. Chris?
Well.
Crazy, crazy, crazy so-called diplomats.
Neil, I'm going to have to save some of our topics of discussion for our show at the Business Conference later this week. So on this explosive note, I'll tell our viewers who will be among the 550 delegates at the show that Neil and I will see you there. Neil, of course, you realize that we are going to be running into some of the people we've discussed on the show, Paul Mashatile, Helen Ziller, Gayton McKenzie. I'm asking you to behave. No gang fight with Gayton, no flirting with Helen.
No, I'm not going to behave. I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to stand in a corner with a cook sister and a coffee. I'm going to definitely have a cook sister and a coffee, and I have the slightest opportunity to get to Murdem with my mouth. I'm going to take an advantage. So, Chris, I'm sorry. I can't help myself when I surround myself with flabbergasted butterfold flapjacks who are going to stand there and drip in glory. Ek gaan hulle ongelukkig moet moer met my brein. And I'm sure many are going to look at that as the new MMA clash. Not physically, maar met die kop gaat ek vir hulle donder.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you. That was Neil de Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement, on another Sunday show with BizNews, and I'm Christine. Thank you, Neil.
Great pleasure, Chris, and counting the days to the rumble in Hermanus.